What do you think President Obama had for Christmas dinner yesterday?
Probably something healthy, I'm guessing.
He had turkey, string beans, dressing, and mac and cheese yesterday.
Mm.
Last year, he had steak, potatoes, green beans, and pie.
He likes those green beans.
Yeah. By the way, we put this list on WGNRadio.com. It's all the president's Christmas dinner. George W. Bush was a turkey guy with dressing, green beans, and sweet potatoes, and fruit salad. Parker House rolls, I'm assuming that's just a dinner roll, right? Mm-hmm. Pumpkin and pecan pie. Oh, that's good stuff right there. Bill Clinton.
Probably ate a lot.
Turkey and ham.
Mm-hmm.
Bread stuffing. Cornbread stuffing. Sweet potato casserole. Mashed potatoes. Green beans. Broccoli. Cranberry mold. Giblet gravy. What is a giblet?
That's the innards of the bird.
Ew.
Yeah.
Tastes good in gravy.
Well, yeah.
If you blend it up.
Is that like the gizzard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The little packet, if you cook your turkey, it comes in a little packet that if you forget to take it out, then it's kind of gross. They put it inside the turkey. They stuff it inside the turkey along with the neck. So you take those out, and then you can make gravy out of them.
People do that. My sister did that yesterday. Watermelon pickles and olives. What is that? Bill Clinton had it at his White House dinner.
It's a very southern thing. My dad used to eat that, too.
Watermelon pickles and olives.
Mm-hmm.
What is that, pickled watermelon?
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
God, what's that taste like?
It doesn't really have a lot of flavor. I remember trying it as a kid. It seems like it didn't have a lot of flavor. It just tasted like pickle, kind of a mushy, you know, chunk of pickle.
What about deep-fried pickles? You ever have those?
Had those
before.
Those
are so good.
Yeah, they're good. Anything deep-fried is good. Mm-hmm. That's another thing. You pickle something or deep-fry something. Even a sock, I would eat it.
And pickle and deep-fry and, oh.
Yes, there you go. Killing two birds with one stone. Richard Nixon had a very small dinner back in 1973 because Watergate, the scandal was going on. He had turkey dressing, pumpkin pie, and cranberry sauce. Wow.
That's it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Because 8 months later, he was gone.
Uh-huh.
Dwight Eisenhower, a 42-pound turkey and a gallon of oysters.
Ew.
42-pound turkey. How long does that take you to cook?
I didn't even know they grew to be that big.
How do you get a pan that big? Jeez.
I mean, for a 20-pound turkey, which we had yesterday, I think my sister said she cooked it for 5.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
42 pounds. I mean, you got to...
The turkey on steroids?
You got to start that the day before. Can you cook half of it and then pull it out and then...
Yeah, I don't think so.
It doesn't work that way?
Mm-mm.
You need multiple people to help put that thing in the oven. 42 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
I don't even think that would fit in my oven.
No, that is not fitting. And a gallon of oysters for the party.
Ugh. Don't like oysters. Not a fan.
To put it in perspective, the average five-year-old weighs 40 pounds. So this turkey was bigger than the average five-year-old.
That does not paint a pretty picture.
I mean, that's just so odd. 42-pound turkey. That's going to take 2 days to cook. We have the actual menu of FDR. We put that on the website, too. You can see it. The White House menu. They started out with soup, celery and olives, thin toast. Was on the menu back in 1941. Roast turkey, chestnut dressing, beans, cauliflower. Let's see, what did he have for dessert? Grapefruit salad, plum pudding. What is plum pudding?
I don't know.
I don't know. Is it pudding made of plums?
I have no idea. I guess no one's making plum pudding anymore.
No.
Parker House Rolls, I just got a text from 630 area code, are made using sweet dough. They are very good. Of course they are. Anything with sweet dough. 630 area code. Only two Chinese places in Naperville were open. I thought every single Chinese restaurant was open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day because people expect that now.
Well, they should take advantage of it, yeah.
There's, I've seen a lot of Chinese Christian churches popping up. So maybe some of these Chinese restaurants are run by people who celebrate Christmas now.
A lot of breakfast people. How about homemade donuts from 815 area code? Oh, God. How good would those be? How are they making, though? Are you deep frying those donuts? How are you making donuts?
You got to deep fry them. They can't make a donut any other way, not unless you have one of those little donut presto machines or whatever.
630 area code. Here you go. Me and my mother have eaten raw hamburger since I was born, basically 38 years of raw beef with some garlic salt and pepper.
Ew.
Yuck.
It is healthy in that no nutrients are lost to cooking. Raw hamburger?
You can get E. coli from eating undercooked hamburger.
While she goes on, or he goes on to say, raw pork and poultry would be asking for trouble while beef is pretty much safe.
I don't know, man.
I don't think so. I mean, restaurants won't even cook your burgers to medium rare unless you, like, sign away your life. They kills the E. coli when you bring it up to 160, I believe.
Maybe hamburger's different. I mean, there's somebody that's been eating it forever. That's crazy.
They're just immune to it now.
Raw steak. I mean, I eat a lot of raw food. I've had raw lamb. That's a Lebanese thing.
I don't know.
Middle Eastern people that are listening right now, like George the Greek, will understand this. You get some raw meat and you put some oil on it. You can eat it in anything. You wrap it up in a piece of bread. You wouldn't do that?
No.
Cavemen invented fire for a reason.
I'm not a raw foods kind of person. Maybe some fruits and veggies, but my meat needs to be cooked.
I prefer that the animal's not living when I eat it.
Or talking to you at the same time. That's nice. Swedish pancakes, a tradition in our household every Christmas morning. 312 area code. I love Facebook yesterday. Yes, your abs. Who brought that up? Was that Veronica or Deborah?
Oh, about the pictures of food?
Yes, the pictures of food.
Yeah.
God, that's so funny. People are proud of what they make. I mean, how many times do you make prime rib for your family? Maybe once a year.
Once a year, that's about it.
And you want to show people, hey, I made this. It's, you know, medium rare. It looks absolutely fantastic.
I've done it, I think, once, but that was just to taunt somebody that, look what I just made and you're not here.
Well, you're proud of yourself, right?
Well, no, I'm just ornery.
My wife never, ever cooks. She cooked everything yesterday, and it was such a turn on. I'm like, Sarah, making breakfast, the burritos, and then you're making, like, she was making, like, this dessert thing, and she made this sausage bread. I'm like, wow, this is fantastic. I absolutely love it.
See, that's probably why she doesn't do it very often, so that, you know, it can be a little excitement, a little different.
Well, that hurts. That really does hurt.